I stared at her with my sightless eyes, stunned by the monstrosity of what she was saying. They had made Shiny nearly human, the better to experience the pain and hardship of mortal life. They had bound him to protect mortals, live among them, understand them, like them even. But he could not love them. Love me, I realized, and ached with both the sweetness of the knowledge and the bitterness that followed. That isn't fair, I said. I wasn't angry. I wasn't that stupid. Still, if they were going to kill me anyway, I was damn well going to speak my mind. Mortals love. You can't make him one of us and keep him from doing that. It's a contradiction. Remember why he was sent here. He loved Enifa and murdered her. He loved Nahadoth and his own children, yet tormented them for centuries. She shook her head. His love is dangerous. It wasn't his fault, I almost said, but that was wrong. Many mortals went mad. Not all of them attacked their loved ones. Shiny had accepted responsibility for what he'd done, and I had no right to deny that. So I tried again. Have you considered that having mortal lovers may be what he needs? Maybe. And again I cut myself off, because I had almost said, maybe I can heal him for you. That was too presumptuous, no matter how kind the lady seemed. It may be what he needs, said the lady evenly. It isn't what Nahadoth needs. I flinched and fell silent then, lost. It was as Saruman had guessed. The lady knew what another god's war would cost humanity, and she had done what she could to prevent it. That meant balancing the needs of one damaged brother against the other. And for the time being, at least, she had decided that the Night Lord's rage deserved more satisfaction than Shiny's sorrow. I didn't blame her, really. I had felt that rage upstairs, that hunger for vengeance, so strong that it ground against my senses like a pestle. What amazed me was that she actually thought there was some hope of reconciling the three of them. Maybe she was as crazy as Shiny. Or maybe she was just willing to do whatever it took to fill the chasm between them. What was a little demon blood, a little cruelty compared to another war? What were a few ruined mortal lives, so long as the majority survived? And if all went well, then in 1,000 years or 10,000, the Night Lord's wrath might be appeased. That was how gods thought, wasn't it? At least Shiny will have forgotten me by then. Fine, I said, unable to keep the bitterness out of my voice. Get it over with. Or do you mean to kill me slowly? Give Shiny's knife an extra turn?